This is Jay Krishnamurti's fourth talk with students at Rajghat, 1965.
Do you want me to talk about anything specially? I think it's very important to know the whole content of life. Life isn't just one segment or one fragment, one little part which we like or dislike, which we feel attracted to or gives us a pleasure. But life is a tremendous movement. It's like the ocean, like the sea, always in movement. The deeper you go, the more quiet it becomes, the more weighty. But to merely live in a little harbor of our own making, a little port of our own pleasure, of our own little conduct and little work, does not bring about a freedom, a sense of well-being. So unless one knows the extraordinary nature of life, the beauty, the ugliness, the sorrow, the misery, the anxiety, the fever and poverty, and the immense sorrow . We shall not know life. We must be acquainted with all of these things. How to earn a right livelihood. Not just become an engineer or a politician or a scientist or a school teacher or a housewife, but to find out for ourselves what is our right vocation, how to earn everyday bread and butter rightly. And that's an immense problem which you must understand and work towards to from now on, not when it is too late. You may have to go against your parents, against the orthodoxy of what you should do and should not do. Because that way, when you are forced, compelled to conform, you lose all initiative, all sense of freedom. So from now on, in a school of this kind, one should know for oneself, or help to know, help you to know, what is your vocation, how to earn a right livelihood. Not because society, circumstances, overpopulation, the idiosyncrasies, the absurdities that exist around you force you into a certain way of life, into a certain activity, force you to accept certain livelihood. But